Dear friend, congratulations on taking the step of spending some quality time on your own well-being. This program is called Qi Relaxation Method. Qi, spelled as Q-I, is the Chinese name for energy or vital life force. My name is Li Minsong. I am a certified health educator and a master teacher of the traditional Chinese healing art of Qigong. I will explain about Qigong later. Over the past 16 years, I have been working in the health field and have taught many classes and seminars on relaxing skills, stress anxiety management, sleeping improvement, daily energy improvement, and overall self-healing. This program is organized into two sections, training and practicing. This is Audio 1, the training section of the Qi Relaxation Method. Listening to this audio can be the same experience as attending a class. This training class will prepare you to use the relaxation method in the practicing section. In this class, I will discuss some important relaxation concepts and give you some basic trainings on skills that you will need to achieve the best results when practicing the Qi relaxation method taught in Audio 2. In order to have a good training, you need a quiet, peaceful environment if at all possible. If your friends or family are nearby, let them know. It will help you to be undistracted throughout this training. Asking others to join you can be a very positive way to create an optimal class atmosphere. Why do we need to relax anyway? From the Qi perspective, relaxation is the first step toward good health. Body and mind work together in profound ways. Let's now talk about our body first. Take the next 30 seconds and focus gently on your body. Are you familiar with your body? How do various parts of your body feel now? Do you normally pay attention to your body? At my work with the State Health Department, I run a research project interacting with new moms in the state. Talking to moms and collecting information is part of my job. One day, a new mom was telling me that she did not find out she was pregnant until the moment she gave birth. I was really shocked hearing that. It reminded me of how unaware of our bodies it is possible to be. Our body is like the house we live in. Our house gets dirty and we clean it. As our body accumulates a variety of negative energies, some physically detectable, some are not. And what do we do? Most of us continue to neglect our body until something hurts. Some people push themselves far beyond hurting and avoid caring for themselves until their body rebels dramatically with a heart attack or other major illness. We clean our houses when they need it, or soon thereafter. Why not our bodies too? The key word in thousands of years of Chinese healing culture is called Qi, Q-I. As I mentioned earlier, Qi means energy, vital life energy. Say it with me, please. Qi. Qi. Energy. Qi keeps us alive. and is needed for all of our daily activities. Our body consists of qi. Our mind, too, consists of qi, though at a more refined level. Everything in this whole world consists of qi. Qi circulates throughout our body in certain pathways and patterns. A surgeon cannot find these qi pathways in our bodies, but they are there as surely as our veins and arteries. We stress ourselves in a variety of ways. Anger, anxiety, fear, junk food, alcohol, smoking, drugs, environmental pollutants, overstimulation, we can go on and on. Many of our experiences occur outside life's peaceful middle path and add to our stress in some way, large or small. When we are overstressed, we are in a state opposite to relaxation. This stressful state of being squeezes our qi pathways, causing qi blockages. Initial qi blockages are energy imbalances which modern medicine cannot detect yet. You may feel uncomfortable. You may feel something is not right, even feel pain. But medical tests might tell you everything is just fine. As these qi blockages accumulate over time, though, the energy blockages will manifest into a physically detectable form, such as an ulcer, infection, virus, even tumors. Working on relaxation and keeping the qi pathways smooth and clear is not only important to feeling better, it is also the way to prevent most chronic diseases. Building long-term good health is why this is so important to learn how to relax and how to maintain your relaxed state in daily life. You really should congratulate yourself that you are about to learn something you can use, something you can do yourself daily to control your relaxation level, to help manage your own health. Now I want you to try something. Give your mind a break. Start now. Think of nothing. Blank out your mind and count the seconds and see how long your thinking of nothing state can last. Do this test, please. So what is your count? 5 seconds? Longer? 10 seconds? All right. Hardly anybody is able to remain in the thinking of nothing state for more than 10 seconds. Our mind is busy all the time. Thoughts just keep coming in and out, with or without us inviting them. Our mind plays a role in where qi goes in the body. Our mind leads the qi. When our mind is busy, and especially when we are mentally scattered, the qi in our body system becomes messy and runs outside of its normal pathways. When qi becomes out of balance, blockages will be accumulated in the body. Over time, we begin to experience a feeling of unwellness, which leads to detectable health problems if we do not put some attention on balancing our qi. Our qi relaxation method is designed to help you focus on keeping qi running smoothly in the right pathways and patterns. This method works with body and mind, as well as our breathing, which serves to link the body and the mind together. The ancient Chinese art of managing qi is called qigong. Qigong is the golden tool to relaxation. It is spelled as Qigong. Qigong. Qigong is a self-healing art which has been practiced in Chinese culture for thousands of years, and is the primary way Chinese ancestors kept themselves well. I am going to teach you how to use the art of Qigong to relax yourself very effectively. First, I want you to know a few key spots within our body. In these spots, qi gathers, offering tremendous healing potential. However, the healing power of these key areas become buried through the years of our living's various stresses. The very first spot is on the top of our head, the center there. The center on the top of our head, we call that spot top wheel in Qigong. Energy there gathers and runs horizontally like a wheel. That's where this name comes from. So try to find the top of the head, the center there, and try to use your fingers, touch it, feel it for a moment. Remember, that's called top wheel. The second key spot is located in the middle of your forehead, between your eyebrows. Touch it and feel it. This spot is called the eyebrow wheel. It is also called the third eye. The third key spot is the middle of your throat. Touch this spot and get a feel of it. It is called the throat wheel, and this should be easy enough to remember. The fourth key spot is the heart wheel, and it's located in the middle of your chest. If you draw a line between your nipples and a line up and down in the middle of your body, the crossing point of these imaginary lines will be your heart wheel. Find the spot and touch it. The heart wheel is a very important energy center in our body. The last key spot I want you to remember is your belly button. You cannot miss this one, right at your belly button. It's called belly button wheel. Try touching it and feeling it. We will be focusing on these five key spots in our relaxation practice. Top wheel, top center of our head, eyebrow wheel, middle of our forehead, throat wheel right at the throat, heart wheel, center of the chest, belly button wheel right at the belly button. Please be very familiar with these five wheel locations and their terminology. Okay, now let's talk about our mind. Our mind has a very important role in Qigong practice. We will be helping you to train your mind to both imagine and focus. You will be practicing focusing on your feelings, especially feelings in the qi energy state. We are also going to help train our mind to do its job by using our breathing. Since you have shown you are serious enough about learning relaxation by purchasing this program. Please go through the following training steps with me with an open mind. No matter how intelligent you are, I suggest you temporarily take a break from engaging all your knowledge, judgments, doubts, analysis. In other words, empty your mind for a while. You can judge later if you wish. By going through our training steps with an open mind, you will have the opportunity to get the best out of this relaxation program and the time you are investing in it. Please now take a moment to get comfortable where you are. Whether you are standing or sitting on a chair or couch or even lying in bed or on the floor, just be sure you are comfortable. Let's take a deep breath now. Breathe in deeply and breathe out slowly. Please have your eyes slightly closed. Do not hold your breath. In our Qi relaxation method, we use natural deep breathing. Deep breathing is a very important element in this practice. However, please do not push yourself to breathe deeper than your normal deep breath. Breathe normally at your own comfort level. Your breathing will automatically deepen after practicing our method for a period of time. People in all my classes report a natural, deeper breathing pattern after practicing this method for a while. So let that change happen naturally. Also, it is important to breathe out slowly instead of letting the air rush out. Natural deep breathing means we do not force any part of our body to behave in an abnormal way. For example, you do not need to push your lower stomach or chest muscles in an unnatural way. We breathe naturally, just deeper. Let's do the deep breathing together. Deeply inhale, slowly exhale. Rest, don't hold your breath. Again, deeply inhale, slowly exhale. Rest. Deeply inhale, slowly exhale. Don't hold your breath, rest afterwards. Look down and close your eyes partially. Keep your eyes looking down. Remember, keep your eyes looking down. This is crucial. I want you to picture the sunshine now. Picture the light being very bright and very pure, like the sunshine in sunny days. Take a moment to feel the sunshine around you, bright, pure, and warm. When you are picturing it, also try to feel it. Imagine yourself surrounded by the sunshine, very bright, very pure, and very warm. Feeling yourself being surrounded by the sunshine. Let's take a deep breath again. Deeply inhale. Slowly exhale. Please is now focused on the top wheel, the center of the top of your head. Imagine this is an open spot, and your body inside is empty, like an empty container which has an opening on the top. When you breathe in deeply again, I want you to imagine all the bright sunshine is being pulled in, sucked into your body through the top wheel, through the opening. Then when you exhale, try breathing out very slowly and evenly. Little by little, the air going out of your nose like a thin thread, little by little. At the same time, feel your body full of light, bright and pure light. The light inside you feels a part of the light all around you, making you feel that your body and the light are all one. Enjoy the feeling of being in the light. Enjoy this peaceful moment. Enjoy yourself. Now take a deep breath and imagine the sunshine is coming in, it's coming in, it's all coming in, bright, bright light. The light is so bright and pure and warm. Picture it very sincerely. Along with your breathing out little by little, enjoy the sunshine. Enjoy feeling the warmth, the brightness, and the pureness of the light. Take your time, rest in the light. This will allow your body to digest and feel the light, and give you time for positive adjustment. Treat this moment as if you are enjoying yourself on a sunny beach, with nothing to worry about, just being peaceful and enjoying the moment. Okay, now let's try it again. Take a deep breath. Imagine the sunshine is coming in, it's coming in through the top wheel, coming in, bright, bright light. Breathe out slowly, little by little. Rest in the light. Enjoy the sunshine. Enjoy feeling the sunshine, bright and warm light. Rest in the light. Enjoy the peaceful moment. Okay, try again. Take a deep breath. Imagine the sunshine is all coming in. It's all coming in, bright, bright light through the top. Breathe out slowly. Very, very slowly breathe out. Feel yourself in light. Light is inside and all around you. You're one with the light, resting in light. Don't hold your breath. Rest and rest more in light. Okay, let's try one more time. Take a deep breath. Imagine the sunshine is coming in, coming in, coming in through the top wheel. Very bright light. Picture it very sincerely. Then breathe out slowly, little by little. Rest in light. Enjoy the sunshine. Enjoy feeling the warmth, the brightness, and the pureness of the light, and rest more. This is the way of breathing in our practice, which you will find very effective in your relaxing experience. In the practice audio, I will lead you through some steps to position yourself to make best using of this method. In Chinese, relaxing is called Sun S-O-N-G, song, S-O-N-G. Please say it with me a few times. Song, 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 S-O-N-G. I often use this word to help you relax in the practice audio. So remember, song means relax. Okay, now let's review what we have covered in this session. We introduced the concept of qi, Q-I, means energy. We talked about qigong, Q-I-G-O-N-G, the art of dealing with energy. We mentioned the word song, S-O-N-G, meaning relax. We talked about the five key qi spots in our body. The top wheel is the top center of our head. The eyebrow wheel, the center in between the eyebrows. The throat wheel, center of the throat. The heart wheel, center of the chest. And the belly button wheel, the belly button. We discussed that natural deep breathing is the breathing style we use in the practice. We trained the imagination to go along with the breathing, the imagination of the light. We emphasized that focusing the mind is very important in this practice, and focusing on feelings, especially qi feelings, is the job for the mind. If you feel familiar with what we have discussed here, then you're ready for our practice audio. You can listen to this training audio as often as you wish to get more familiar with it. Before I close this session, I would like to take a moment to mention one subject which often comes up in my classes. In my years of holding classes and discussing our daily practice, the most commonly used word by my students is busy. The world is a busy place today. Most of our lives are very busy. Because of being busy, we usually do not commit a meaningful amount of time and attention to managing our health, and therefore we may create health conditions in our bodies we would rather not experience. If you find yourself about to say you're too busy to take half an hour for your self-care each day, please stop right there. Stop before you say it and think again. Caring for yourself is about priority. Make a list of the things you do every day. List the things you like doing and the things you have to do from when you open your eyes in the morning to when you go to bed at night. Then take a look at your list and highlight what you can still do without good, vibrant health. It is a simple choice. Do we want to do 95% of what we are doing today and feel better each day? Or do we choose to keep our 100% full schedule and experience a slow or not that slow slide into ill health with a steady reduction far below 95% of how much we can do each day? Those of you who have experienced a major decline in your health know firsthand that when we lose our good health, our ability to enjoy and give back to life diminishes dramatically. choosing to take a little time each day to practice this qi relaxation method is a necessary and a basic step to keeping and regaining our good health. I encourage you to use the practice audio as frequently as possible. For your convenience, I have included different length practice options on the practice audio. 5 minutes, 15 minutes, and a half an hour. The 5 minutes practice guidance is just for your use when you only have little time during a busy day. For example, you can practice it at work before your lunch break as a quick refreshing tool. If you choose to spend a little more time on yourself, try the 15 minutes or the half an hour practice option. Any time is a good practice time, especially when you feel you really need the relaxation. Again, congratulations for the step you're taking, and I wish you the best with your practice and the journey to your own wellness. Mahalo.